Your energy is gone, your hunger is loud, and your plans aren't feeding you. So what are you still doing here? Go big or go home at 7-Eleven with their boneless wings tossed in hot honey sauce with a spot-on sweet and spicy combo. It's available at 7-Eleven and just $5 with 7 rewards. Visit your local Columbus 7-Eleven and satisfy that craving today. Valid through 6/23/26. While supplies last, participating stores see app for full terms.
Hear that? That's the sound of your skin silently crying out for hydration. Luckily, Dr. Teals has just the thing to get you glowing in no time. Meet Dr. Teals Skin Renewal Deep Hydration, made with a proprietary triple magnesium complex plus skincare actives for 50% improved skin hydration after just one bath. The words dry and dehydrated are about to be wiped from your vocabulary. Find Dr. Teals, all dressed in blue, in your local bath aisle. Dr. Teals. Yep, you needed that.
Moro Casino. America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends, with thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Spring is sprung, and big savings are in full bloom at Menards. Visit Menards Garden Center for everything you need to get your garden growing. Choose from hundreds of beautiful, colorful flowers, lush trees and shrubs, and everything in between. Menards Garden Center is back in bloom. Stop in today to get your garden on. Check out fresh deals happening now at Menards.
Save big money at Menards.
Today on Real Ghost Stories Online, a self-proclaimed skeptic takes along on a ghost hunting trip in South Carolina, expecting absolutely nothing. But when a spirit named Rachel leaves burning scratch marks on a woman's skin in 30-degree weather, and a ghost box starts doing arithmetic on its own, he walks away a changed man and drenched in holy water.
Welcome to Real Ghost Stories Online. Call in your real ghost story now at 855-853-4802 or write in at realghoststoriesonline.com. You're about to enter the world of the unknown and quite possibly the undead. This is Real Ghost Stories Online.
That indeed it is. And yeah, 855-853-4802, the phone number at Real Ghost Stories Online, to share your real ghost stories with us. We'd love to hear them. You can also write in at realghoststoriesonline.com. Tony and Todd with you on today's edition of the program. What's going on?
So you did the little intro there, the little tease, as they call it, and you said Rachel. And
yes.
I've got some friends who are, you know, that's their name, but it always reminds me of Pet Sematary. Do you remember that movie?
Back in
the day? Okay.
Yeah.
There's the character with, I believe, spina bifida that is up in like in an attic or something that nobody talks to, and she comes after the girl. And I think one of the main characters' name was Rachel, but she goes, "Rachel. Rachel."
Yeah.
Yeah. And so when you said that, I was immediately triggered by the movie Pet Sematary.
It's really interesting because, there was a popular name in the 80s. I remember there's a lot of Rachels that were in my classes, too. And there was also a lot of spina bifidas, too, which was very bizarre. Was that a regional thing? Did you have any spina bifida?
It was not. Actually, now that I think of it, I dated a
spina bifida Schmitz. And there you go. And the devil took his computer out again. I swear, this is we put the evil image up, and suddenly Todd disappears because of the evil images, and probably saying the word spina bifida three times in a row.
Probably. I actually, now that I think of it, I dated a girl named Rachel in high school. Yeah.
Okay.
Rachel Bukowski was her name.
What if it was spina bifida Bukowski? That's a mouthful.
It's weird that I remember spina bifida. Isn't it weird?
Yeah, that's what I'm like. I'm like, oh yeah, that was what that was. Like, I couldn't pull that one out. That would have been like, yeah, the animal, you know, but you know, spina bifida.
God damn.
Surprised more people didn't name their pets that, honestly, just for fun.
You don't name your pets after physical conditions.
Spina bifida, yeah.
I don't even think I knew what spina bifida was until that movie. And then I knew.
Yeah.
The horribly disfiguring thing.
Yeah. Horrible. Yeah. Yeah.
Spina bifida.
But it is ironic that so many children got named that. I mean, it was a weird time. You know, they were short on names. 855-853-4802 is our phone number here at Real Ghost Stories Online. If you want to share your real ghost stories with us, let's go to a phone call here on the program. I was going to find the widget over here and let's hear it.
Hi. My name's Lisa and I'm calling with a story about doppelgangers. Now, this story really isn't paranormal in the sense that nobody had passed at that time. So it wasn't really like a ghostly encounter or anything. Okay, so my story is actually about my mom and her identical twin sister. When I was in middle school, probably around 7th or 8th grade, I was in the living room and all of a sudden my mom came out and she was like very distraught, hysterically crying, super upset. I said, "What's going on, Mom? You know, what's wrong?" And she tells me, "I was just folding clothes on my bed, and all of a sudden, I look over, and at the foot of the bed was your aunt wearing a white shirt with a cat on it, just hysterically crying. And now I can't stop thinking about her. And I know something is wrong, but I can't get a hold of her on the phone." Now, the thing is with my mom and my aunt that they always have had that kind of connection where if something's really, really wrong or if one of them is experiencing any sort of like overwhelming feeling, the other one feels it too. And it's the same thing like with illnesses or anything like that. For example, my mom, if she has like a really bad asthma attack, my aunt would start having symptoms like coughing or something like that and vice versa. So, you know, that was kind of common and normal growing up, but I never her actually seeing her like that. Anyway, my mom was really upset and she couldn't shake the feeling. And then she knew that something was going on with my aunt because she had those feelings also. And it wasn't until she finally was able to get a hold of her that she started calming down. Now, my aunt explained to her that something was going on with my uncle and their oldest son. They had gone into a fight. My uncle had like threatened to kick him out, blah, blah, blah. And so that's why my aunt was so upset. But after my mom talked to her and was able to calm her down some, she said, "What were you wearing or what are you wearing today?" And my aunt kind of paused for a second and she said, "Well, I'm wearing a white shirt with a cat. Why?" And so, you know, she explained to her that she had seen her. And it was just, that story to me has always been like, I don't know, so impactful because I find it so interesting and amazing that they have a connection like that to where it's not just a feeling, but also to actually have seen her. And she only saw her for like a moment. It was only for a few seconds, but she did see her. And being able to confirm the fact that what she saw her doing and wearing were the same things that she probably was doing at that moment was enough to confirm to me that twins are super, super connected. So anyway, I have other stories. But, you know, that was just one that I wanted to share since I was just listening to the podcast. Anyway, I hope you guys have a great day. Bye.
Thank you for sharing that one with us. I don't know what it's I don't have any siblings, so it's a hard one for me to relate to in any way, shape or form.
Yeah,
because I don't even know what it's like to have a, you know, a biological, you know, sibling.
And I think even if you do have biological, you know, if you are got brothers or sisters or whatever, I think it's hard to know exactly what it's like to be a twin.
Yeah.
I've got some friends who are, some, you know, fraternal, some, it's different. Like they, you know, they have told me where it's like, if this happens in this person's life, I feel it. Or if this happens for them, then this happens for me. And it seems like, you know, a lot of us look at that kind of stuff and go, ah, it's crap. We're all individuals. We don't, we're not connected in any way, shape or form. But can you imagine having somebody that's created that is that much like you?
Yeah. I mean, I think that's, I mean, it shows there in like evidentiary form, because people, for whatever reason, however this all works that we are not aware of yet, you know, in full understanding, I think that's essentially the low hanging fruit evidence that's out there. Cause you know, we can have, I think anybody is capable of having those sort of connections with other people.
Yeah.
But there is going to be ones that are just kind of like built in, if you will. And I think that those built ins are, you know, your biological family. It's just, it's what, you know, it is what it is. And I wonder, if they can, you know, if they're researching that or how they research, and I'm sure that there's people that do that, but like those I think are the ones where you got to start, because it's like, okay, this is, there's clear evidence with so many of them that there's something there. If we can start understanding that there, then maybe we could start understanding the greater connections that that people have as well. But that, and like that, and like mothers and children too, that's another one where, you know, so many moms have stories of their kid was in a car accident or whatever, and they're at home, not aware, not even worrying, not even thinking about it, but then like have a physical reaction and don't know why. And, you know, I'm sure there's all difference to everything, people that have these things, but how that's working, why that's working. I mean, what is that? Is that ghostly, or is that just something that is, we just don't understand, you know?
I think it's more stuff we don't understand. Just like, you know, I think paranormal in general is just stuff we don't understand. Doesn't this, you know, we can call it ghostly if we want to.
Yeah.
But maybe it's not really ghostly. Maybe it's just something that's there that happens that we don't have the knowledge to comprehend at this point.
I mean, ghostly kind of implies, you know, it's spook. It's on. I don't know. What does ghost have a specific implication? I should actually look up the definition before I'm like, here's what ghostly means. I mean, because it can be used in a lot of different ways. Like that's a ghostly way of saying something. It means kind of spooky. I mean, I don't know. I mean, I guess it can imply other things, but yeah, it is kind of, I think we use that term with things we don't understand.
Right. Yep.
Yeah. I wonder. Yeah, I don't know. There's certainly something there. Without a doubt. 855-853-4802 is our phone number at Real Ghost Stories Online. Let's go to this call. Hi.
Sarah from Newport News again. I just wanted to give you guys a little victory ghost story for me. Not that it wasn't horrifying, because trust me, all of my ghost stories for me were horrifying. I did revel in this one. Anyway, so I was in high school, and being a high school student, you know, you're in that age where, you know, I don't know. I just felt free enough to talk about my ghostly experiences, my personal and spiritual experiences with the idiots around me, because they're all idiot kids as well. One day, and at this time, I was living on a 180-year-old farmhouse in Illinois. It was in the middle of nowhere, and we'd lived there about a year. One day, it's just my brother and I, my younger brother and I, in the house. And we, our bedrooms were both upstairs. We were the only people upstairs. So one day, we're hanging out upstairs, and I had this old giant six-disc player stereo, you know, six disc CD player, cassette, two cassette tape players, and two giant speakers, and it was a pretty nice setup for like 1997. For my brother's hanging out with me, and all of a sudden, And the music is playing, and all of a sudden the music starts getting louder and louder and louder and louder. And I just get chills through my whole body. Everything in my body is screaming to get out. Now, my brother's a total skeptic, doesn't feel anything. And I instantly just run out of my room. I grab Miles, I run out of my room, and I'm yelling, we have to get out of the house, we have to get out of the house. And I run across the field to where the neighbor lived, and her house sat in front of our house on a big field before the street. So I run over and I start pounding on the doors, and I'm crying and I'm screaming, and I'm like, oh God, please. Nobody was home. So my brother and I sat next to the silo and waited for, you know, either my mother or my stepdad to get home. Cause I wasn't about to go back in the house, and I wasn't about to let him go back in the house. Something told me to stay out. So I went to school, told everybody, hey, I had this experience. It was really weird. And they were like, oh, you're crazy. A couple months go by. Nothing's really happening. My boyfriend, quote unquote, you know, high school, comes over and he brings his best friend. And it was the first time either of them had been in my house. So I'm kind of giving them the tour, and I take them upstairs and I say, this is my bedroom. And we're talking, and we're not actually inside of the room. We're outside of the door in the hallway. And all of a sudden the radio or the stereo turns on. Right. And it's quiet at first, and it gets louder and louder and louder. And this big freaking grin goes all across my face. And I just look at them and I say, I told you. And they're like, it's probably some electrical surge or something. So they walk across the room and realize, holy shit, that's not even plugged in. They bolt down the stairs. I'm laughing maniacally because I have already experienced this. And now somebody else has seen what has happened. Somebody else has experienced what I've experienced. I am no longer crazy. And they bolt down the stairs. They immediately take off. I mean, hop in the car and go. I wasn't crazy in the end. It was amazing. Victory for me. Thank you, Ghost, for doing it at the exact time I needed you to do it. I'm just happy that I was able to have somebody there who doubted me and told me, no, you're crazy. And to see the unplugged cord that had been unplugged since I experienced that, because fuck that, I'm not going to play with that radio until whatever is in my house is gone. Y'all have a great day, and I appreciate everything, and bye.
Fuck that. I'm not going to deal with it. I like her attitude. Exactly how I would feel about it, too.
Yeah. Yeah. I don't think I'd be playing with that radio either. Yeah. That's a creepy story. And
did you have one of those stereos? Like, you know, everybody, that was the big thing when I was growing up. How big is your stereo? Right. Or how big is your boombox? It's a little bit before your time, but...
Oh, no, I had a boombox. In fact...
Was it big? It's right here under the desk.
Actually, it's not. It's in a box of radio stuff upstairs.
How much of your house is just storage? Let me just ask you that. Like, there's 18 rooms, more. But 20 are full of storage stuff, or what?
No, I mean, I need more storage, but I don't have, like, a ton of... I mean...
I don't know. You seem like you have a because even
I kind of hold on to a lot of things.
Yeah,
but they all have their place in this mess. Yes. It's not really a mess. I mean, it is very organized. It's not a. There's not like piles of anything anywhere. But I have storage in the garage. I just went through actually this last weekend. I went through my garage and threw a whole bunch of stuff out, and we're getting ready because my fiance is going to be moving in here when we get married here this summer. So I'm just trying to clean up some space and stuff for her stuff that's coming in and get rid of stuff that I don't need anymore. I don't use or whatever. So I did get rid of quite a bit, but I don't know. Like I have a lot of kind of like, I guess my interests are fairly narrow. So like the things that mean a lot to me in those worlds. I mean, there's, I have a lot of little mementos from them. So my boombox from like playing radio station at home, you know, all the way up to, you know, the mic flag from the last station or whatever, you know, but yeah, I have a lot of randomness. I don't remember what the original question even was.
I don't either. What was I asking you? Oh, like having the big stereo at home. Did you have one of those?
I think you paid me in one at one point at the radio station.
In a stereo?
I think it was a CD player or something. Okay. I don't remember what it was. It was something. I got paid in a VCR once from a record rep that, it was great. I had my own VCR then. I was a happy camper. I enjoyed it. I liked my VCR. And then I found a way to, I would take my VCR into the radio station on the weekends. And then I learned how to copy VHS tapes one to another by using the VCR in the conference room. So I would go rent videos and then I would copy them.
All the shit you did that nobody knew about, including me.
Yeah, I mean, it wasn't a big deal. It was just, I think Chris taught me about how to do that. Cause I think he was doing that with South Park episodes.
Mr. K.
Yeah. In there. Yeah. And I was like, oh, great idea. You know, and we're poor. So like, if I wanted to like have a movie or something, you know, like I'm going to rent it. And then if I wanted to watch it again, I'm going to have to copy it. So, you know, it used to be like you'd tape it off a TV, but by then they weren't really, you know, that was not that much of a thing anymore.
Yeah. I had a VCR hooked up to my stereo. Yeah. And I would, the station that you and I both enjoyed when we were younger, and I ended up working at, you did too.
Yeah.
I would tape hours and hours of shows.
Yeah.
I would just record 6 hours of radio and I would listen to, and that's what I did to kind of like learn how to do it. So that was kind of fun. That's what I used my VCR for. I wasn't illegally, you know, copying tapes from Blockbuster and then selling them out of the back of my car or anything like that.
I wasn't selling them. I just wanted my own copy. Yeah. Yeah.
I wouldn't be surprised if you go, yeah, I had this business on the side.
Selling that in shopping spree certificates on this.
Right.
Now, exactly. I just use those indiscriminately where our radio station, we had this thing where, and you know, you might have it in your area where it's like the bargain shop thing where you call the radio station and you get a gift certificate that's worth $20 for $10 or whatever. We had something like that. But then we basically were kind of a gift certificate printing machine up at the front desk. And one summer it was my job to like print the damn things and organize them and keep them manned. And
who gave you that frickin' job? I would like to know who's responsible.
Terry
for that
Davis. And then after that summer, I didn't have that job anymore.
Tony.
And there were a lot of restaurants that I ate at and didn't necessarily pay in cash. I paid in gift certificates that I printed at the radio station with a printer.
Your picture is still behind the cash register at a lot of those restaurants. Do not take certificates from this person.
They were completely legitimate certificates.
Yeah, well, kind of, yeah.
Well, what would happen is people didn't pick them up, or we had extra, and the station was allotted like so many they could do in their trade. And there were some places that just people didn't buy. And there were some that people did. So I did it, but like, but it was never don't do it. It was more just take less of.
Income is down on shopping spree, but boy, the certificates are still out there. What the hell's going on here?
Why is Tony eating out every night from all of our restaurants? Like, hey, every time there was a severe weather or anything, I got a certificate, went across the street to Main Exchange and fed everybody.
Nothing wrong with that.
You could get a lot on like a $20 certificate back then.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, it's like now I don't know what you probably get nothing. I don't know. But
$20 cheese curds now is about all you can get.
Exactly. That's it. But that we get like, so we get all like fat and eat like fried potato skins and fries and every deep fried cheese curds and all this shit. And then we're like sitting then stationary having to do severe weather coverage for God knows how long. I mean, hours, if it's a quick thing, you know, great. But oftentimes it's like 2-3 hours and you're not getting up out of that chair, and you may really need to get up out of that chair, but you can't. And then what we did have, like, little things we would throw in every now and then, where we go from real exciting, like, I'm out in the storm and there's a storm, my God, oh Jesus. Okay. We'll be right back. If you are in a storm, you need to take cover immediately. I mean,
they talked really slow on those, didn't they?
Yeah, it was really out of tune with like everything. Is it was like, oh, okay, somebody's using the bathroom when you hear those, because it was like the only escape we could get.
Yeah.
If we had to run, because you still had to be there if we were throwing to somebody. But there you knew you had like a guaranteed like 60 seconds or 90 seconds or something. With those.
God, those were good days though, man. Those were good days.
I literally drove my bike into the radio station for severe weather. I had a little Schwinn. Here's the idiocy of those.
Now wait
days.
A minute. Do you have that hanging around someplace?
I do not. I don't put it past my parents having it in their garage to this day, but I don't know the answer to that question. Right. Here's the idiocy of young. I had like a 10 speed bike, but the big thing at that point in time, which would have been like 1998-ish, nine, was these I don't even know what they are, like BMX type bikes.
Right. Smaller ones, right?
Smaller ones. And there's no speeds on them. And so they're more for like, you know, doing tricks and that sort of shit. At least that's what my friends were doing. I'm not coordinated enough to do it, but I wanted to fit in enough. So I'm convinced I should buy this, you know, this bike from my friend, you know, because that's like all they fucking talk about. And if I want friends, I guess I'm going to try and fit in a little bit. That didn't work. I got a bike and, you know, you want to be cool. And riding that 10-speed bike, that would be so practical and good for like having to drive 5 miles,
right,
you know, from my house to the radio station, might be a little more efficient. But no, you know, the infinite wisdom of like eighth or ninth grade is I'm going to ride this one no matter what anybody said to me. So I'm always riding the fucking little BMX thing in, dead by the time I get there. And then I'm running down to the station, into the studio, and then trying to read something on the air as I'm out of breath.
I think it's funny that while your friends are using this BMX bike for tricks, you're using it to get to work.
To cover severe weather.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. That's a little weird looking back. But it is, yeah. And I don't know, the funny thing is none of it really seems all that long ago.
No, it doesn't, man.
It really does not. That's going to wrap up this episode of Real Ghost Stories Online. If you want access to the bonus episodes, advanced episodes, and all that, check us out on Apple Podcasts or Patreon. Just search Real Ghost Stories Online and get access to all the stuff right there. We do appreciate that. And press subscribe wherever you're listening or watching right now so you don't miss any of our episodes. Until next time, for Carol and for Todd, I'm Tony. Thanks for listening to Real Ghost Stories Online.
Moro Casino. America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends. With thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Spring is sprung, and big savings are in full bloom at Menards. Visit Menards Garden Center for everything you need to get your garden growing. Choose from hundreds of beautiful, colorful flowers, lush trees and shrubs, and everything in between. Menards Garden Center is back in bloom. Stop in today to get your garden on. Check out fresh deals happening now at Menards.
Save big money at Menards.
Hi, Uncle Laser here. America's built on fast cars, fast food, and even faster women. Photo Casino's built in America. You know what they're fast at? Fast cash prize redemption. You see, only Moto is U.S. owned and operated. Moto, it's American made. That's who we are, and that's who we care about. Play for free at Moto.us.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details. Must be 21 plus.
Moto Casino. America's social.
Spring is sprung, and big savings are in full bloom at Menards. Visit Menards Garden Center for everything you need to get your garden growing. Choose from hundreds of beautiful, colorful flowers, lush trees and shrubs, and everything in between. Menards Garden Center is back in bloom. Stop in today to get your garden on. Check out fresh deals happening now at Menards.
Save big money at Menards.
You ain't heard about Moto Casino? Moto has real Vegas slots. Any game you can find on the floor in Vegas, you can play it on Moto. I like my slots hot. Moto's free to play, like food stamps. In line at the grocery store, at a funeral, in traffic. Keep your eyes on the road. Hop on Moto Casino. Moto Casino got jackpots that are bigger than my belly. Moto, America's hottest free-to-play social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today. Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino. America's social casino. Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends. With thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
John Daly here. You know what day it is? Neither do I. I live life daily. That's why I only spend on Moto Casino. Moto's got daily free bonuses, daily tournaments, new slots added daily. And the best part? Guaranteed daily jackpots. You can't beat that. So today's the day you grip it and spin it with me on Moto, America's social casino. Play for free on Moto.us.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details. Download the Moto Casino app today. Must be 21 plus.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
Hi, Uncle Laser here. America's built on fast cars, fast food, and even faster women. Photo Casino's built in America. You know what they're fast at? Fast cash prize redemption. You see, only Moto is U.S. owned and operated. Moto, it's American made. That's who we are, and that's who we care about. Play for free at Moto.us.
Moto Casino's the social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details. Must be 21 plus.
Moto Casino, America's social casino. Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends. With thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Hi, Uncle Laser here. America's built on fast cars, fast food, and even faster women. Photo Casino's built in America. You know what they're fast at? Fast cash prize redemption. You see, only Moto is U.S. owned and operated. Moto, it's American made. That's who we are,
and that's who we care about.
Play for free at Moto.us.
Moto Casino's the social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details. Must be 21 plus.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Here's golf legend John Daly.
Hell yeah, these wins are piling up faster than my divorces.
I only spend on Moto, America's social casino. You know I've won a couple of majors. And on Moto, I've won majors, grands, and epic jackpots on their classic Vegas slots with huge, huge bonus rounds. Moto Casino adds new games and awards players free coins every single day. Grip it and spin it on Moto Casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today. Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.